Thursday marks a big deadline for Milwaukee Public Schools. It's the day district officials owe a response about what they think should be done for failing MPS schools. It's a decision almost 2 years in the making. State legislators created the framework for a turnaround program in 2015, and debate has raged over the program's design, even its mere existence, ever since. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains how the city got to this point.
It all started with the letter F. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction assigns letter grades to every public school in the state every year. In 2014, the agency gave Fs to 55 schools in MPS, one-third of the schools in the district.
We cannot accept the status quo, and we need to be open to change.
That's Republican State Representative Dale Kuyenga of Brookfield. After seeing Milwaukee's report card, Kuyenga and fellow Republican Senator Alberta Darling led a charge in the State House to fix the city's failing schools. Their solution had four different letters: OSPP, the Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program. In short, the program creates a new governance structure for underperforming schools. The first leader lawmakers tabbed to shape that structure was Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele. And Abele enlisted the help of Mequon-Thiensville Superintendent Damond Means as OSPP Commissioner.
We have to invest more in our kids. But in particular, when you look at the young people in Milwaukee, we have a moral obligation to do everything we can to ensure that every child can fulfill their full potential.
Means and Abele are charged with a two-pronged task: reorganize the low-performing schools and identify community partners to help. But it's not been an easy task. From the very beginning, public education advocates have opposed the program. They call it a takeover and say they're worried it will wipe out the public school's funding and teaching staff. MPS parent and teacher Monica Lopez.
I've seen our resources dwindle and dwindle. This law actually continues to hurt Milwaukee. It's pulled more resources out of the city. My children's class sizes are getting larger. They're losing quality programming.
So, walking the tightrope between legislators and the public, Means and Abele came up with a proposal. They want MPS to be their partner, to help decide how best to run the schools chosen for turnaround. Again, Damond Means.
We have a totally different vision of working with our colleagues in Milwaukee Public Schools and working with the community. That's a very different approach from what the legislation actually says.
The duo gave MPS officials until Thursday, June 23rd, to give their yes or no on this idea. And late last week, Superintendent Darian Driver had her answer.
The OSPP proposal contains elements which contradict the legislation. Thus, we have developed an alternative option that will add value and align with the critical work that is already underway in Milwaukee Public Schools.
To fulfill OSPP, Driver and the MPS board want to create a new early education center. But Representative Dale Kuyenga has indicated that plan would not satisfy what OSPP calls for. He says leaders must find a solution within the bounds of the law.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to take my ball and go home, because there's too many kids in this city that are in a tight spot because the current system's not serving them.
The clock is ticking. According to the law, plans need to be set in motion by the time school starts in fall. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.